Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I want to run barefoot through your hair.
Everyone, this is Patrick Foster from Rockin' the Suburbs, and on behalf of Jim Linehan, my co-host, co-founder, and great friend, we'd like to wish you and yours a happy and peaceful 2025. Hope everyone had a good and safe holiday season, enjoyed friends, family, and whatever it is you got up to, and whatever kind of celebration you participated in. Hope it went well. We are now at the beginning of a new year, and as is traditional here on Rockin' the Suburbs, we are going to spend most of the month of January listening to our listeners give their song and album of the year that just ended. We have gotten quite a few submissions in, which is great, but before we jump into today and start off down that road, I want to tell everybody that there is still time to get your selections in. Yes, we're gonna call the deadline January 5th of 2025. So you've still got time if you haven't done it. Now, there's a few names out there that I haven't seen yet, and I'd like to see that sometimes we hear from on new music. I'd love to hear from somebody who hasn't called in ever before. That would be incredible, too. Anybody who's out there listening and you feel like, even if you want to just pick one, you don't have to pick both. You can just pick a song. And you can just pick an album if you'd like. And sure, you can throw in a couple honorable mentions in there if you'd like, but we're not going to play that music. But we certainly, if you want to take a few seconds to mention an album that was close to your being your selection, that would be great too. And at the end of all that, Jim and I will give our choices for 2024 best of. I want to know what people picked. I'm curious. I can't wait. So I'd love to hear from more folks. We'd love to hear from more folks. Every time you share a music discovery or something that you think is great, I think it does everybody good. And we need to do as much good as we possibly can in this year. That's for sure. Having said that, we're going to start our best of 2024 by letting Stephen Routledge take the microphone and take the stage today, because Stephen is really the one who was the impetus behind getting all of our listeners to call in. Was really his sending in his monthly new music picks that really got us rolling down this road, and it's been one of the most wonderful things that ever happened to the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. So it's been a great development. Stephen is such a wonderful person, and we're so lucky to have him as part of our group. Really, really are. He's just amazing. So, having buttered him up and put him high on a pedestal, he better come through with some good picks. No, he always does. His ability to discover new music is just amazing. And so I can't wait to see what he picked out of all this stuff. So with that, love to hear from anybody else. Won't bug you again, but remember that deadline is January 5th. And we'll leave it at that. And right now, let's turn it over to Mr. Stephen Routledge. He's got it. The man, myth, and the legend. Stephen Routledge from Scotland. He's got it. Man, myth, and the legend. Known as Stephen Routledge. Is about to serve.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, interns, fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners, and of course Shadow. It's Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Stirling with my best of 2024 picks. My album of the year was a clear number one, that being the late career masterpiece that is The Cure's Songs of a Lost World. Not only is this what I consider to be the best album of the year, it is possible given time, that it could supplant Disintegration as their finest work. A perfectly proportioned 49 minutes and 8 tracks that features all the things you could want or expect from a Cure album. Existential Angst unsurprisingly features thematically, but this is an uplifting rather than a depressing listen. Every track is worth your time, but the standout is the epic closer, the appropriately titled End Song. Unspooling at a glacial pace and featuring some epic drum work on the toms from Jason Cooper, it takes 6 minutes of constantly building musical intensity until Robert Smith's trademark baritone arrives to take us home. Just absolute perfection. Much like the 67-year-old Nick Cave, the 65-year-old Robert Smith has no business making an album this good this late in his career, but he has, and I take my hat off to him. Sometimes, just sometimes, the hype is justified. Song of the Year was a harder choice. Initially, I would have gone with the sublime Conversion from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds' Wild God. Truly a near-spiritual experience live. Seriously, if you get the chance to see him perform, take it. You will not be disappointed. However, I have my friend Terry Smith to thank for highlighting the album I Wanna Run Barefoot Through Your Hair by Christopher Owens, which is very good and just the right kind of weird. However, the closing track, Do You Need a Friend, is an emotional roller coaster that was an audio gut punch when I heard it for the first time and has lost none of its power on many repeat listens. Starting off as a pop ballad, after a brief quote of Roxette's It Must Have Been Love, yes really, Owens pours all his angst and heartbreak into an eviscerating coda that just keeps building and building in intensity. Whilst the words are about a breakup, as I said when I picked The Pit by Panopticon back in February 2020, sometimes it feels as if an artist has looked into my soul and written down what they see there. And this certainly feels to be the case with Christopher Owens and this 7-minute masterpiece of torment. Well, on that somewhat cheery note, that will do for this month and this year. As ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have picked. is to plenty more good new music in 2025. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day. Sometimes, just sometimes, the hype is justified.